وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته to you and to the listeners of Voice of the Cape. شكرا for the opportunity.
جزاك الله for joining us, Molina. Perhaps give us some context and talk to us about the survey and the need for it.
Yeah, so you're correct. The context is important. After the last national elections in 2024, UCSA was doing its usual outreach and met with some community leaders, business people, professionals, ulama, just to talk about the outcome of the elections that resulted in the GNU for the first time in South African politics at a national level. And the consensus was that the South African Muslim community now needed to strategize and regroup and reposition itself in a more proactive way within the political landscape. We kind of went to sleep after 94, relying too much on our historic relationship with the Liberation Party, which was the ANC. And the dynamics had now changed significantly. Yes, South Africans were critical. South Africans had opinions. South Africans had passion for the country. But how do we, you know, make it forward-looking in a structured way? How do we initiate a civic initiative which is professional, which is structured, that enables us to engage productively and to position ourselves strategically? So they were isolated efforts in the lead up to the last national elections, but they kind of took place in silos. And that's where UCSA came in. They were approached to say, look, you've got a national footprint. You perhaps enjoy the greatest representation in the Muslim community currently. So under your auspices, you know, can this particular initiative progress? And that gave birth to the UCSA Political Strategy Committee back in November of 24 in Cape Town. And since then, there has been subsequent meetings. The objectives are around conscientizing people, educating people about active citizenry and about active political participation, not only about elections, about, you know, getting involved at community level, at grassroots level on a day-to-day basis, so that we make our contribution towards a better life for ourselves, for our fellow citizens, and for the country as a whole. Also, research was required. You know, we have many opinions, but what are the facts in terms of the difficulties, the issues, the challenges that can better inform policy positions? We are a minority community in the country. How do we build alliances with like-minded and well-intended communities and organizations? So that's the kind of discussion that has been taking place in the background over the last year and a bit. Now, where does the survey come in? Well, the survey is meant to get input from people on the ground in various communities across South Africa, because the challenges I face in Lanesia and Johannesburg may be somewhat different to what you face in Cape Town and someone else faces in Durban. There are national issues, but then there are also regional issues and local issues which may be quite different area to area, locality to locality. And this survey is meant to get broad-based feedback so that a consensus document can be put together, which will allow then our national leaders to engage with political parties in this election year and beyond elections in terms of what the Muslim community wants. In the end of the day, you've got to ask your ask. You can't have a laundry list. You've got to cover the main areas, and then you've got to have a short list and strategize in terms of what should be given greater priority. But for this to happen, you cannot make these decisions and assumptions at a higher national level. You've got to go to grassroots level and get people's opinions. And that's why the survey is so important, that people fill it in so we get to know what ordinary South African Muslims think about the country, the challenges, and what their views are in terms of the possible solutions.
Now, Molina, certainly a lot of results will be accumulated, statistics, numbers, etc. How will this be used, and what sort of implementation process will be utilized by UCSA going forward?
So we've got a team working at the back end, and they will collate the information, which will flow into that consensus document, which will then be workshopped with the Muslim community leaders across the country, so that when Muslim community leaders interact with political leaders in this election year and beyond it, we have a kind of unified position in terms of what our priorities are and what outcomes we seek. So as an example, recent statistics tell us that gambling has become a bigger social challenge than even alcoholism. So yes, from an Islamic perspective, we know what the position is on gambling. It's totally prohibited, full stop. As a Muslim minority within a non-Muslim majority country, what is a reasonable ask in terms of the issue of gambling. Perhaps a reasonable ask would be to outlaw advertising of gambling in sensitive areas, like nearby to schools, etc. So those are the kind of issues that will come through to the survey. What challenges are bail committees facing? What challenges are educators facing? What challenges are community activists who are doing security facing? So once we can collate that information and put it forward, put it into a centralized document, which is workshop with community leaders, then we're not all asking for different things in different places in a very disorganized and unstructured way, but we're more coordinated and structured as a community across the country in terms of how we engage with political role players.
And in conclusion, Molina, we want to encourage active participation from our Muslim communities across the country. How can they get involved, and is there any specific procedure that need to be followed online?
Well, technology has made it easy, right? You go to the UQSA website, you go to the social media platforms of the Muslim media, all of whom have agreed to carry the link to the survey on their social media platforms. You simply click the link and fill in the survey. That's step one. And step two, share it within your own circle, your family, your friends, your colleagues, and encourage them. Look, we can have discussions outside the masjid, in the parking lot, around the prize stand, the wedding, walima and janaza, and have all the opinions in the world in terms of the problems of the country and what we feel the solutions can be. But it stops there. Now, here there's an opportunity to take it to the next level.